Phone Boy Speaks, episode 354, Riding the Checkpoint.
20 years ago, Checkpoint Software Technologies was founded in Israel, and I've been involved with Checkpoint in some way, shape, or form for 18 of those 20 years. Not as an employee directly, that's really only the last 4.5 years or so, but I've been involved with Checkpoint resellers, with Nokia, who sold Checkpoint appliances or appliances that ran Checkpoint's software, and now I work directly for Checkpoint in the Solutions Center, where I get to talk with all the folks that develop our solutions. I get to talk with the folks that sell our solutions, and sometimes I have to come up with interesting and creative ways of solving problems. That's why it's called the Solution Center. So it's a really interesting nexus where the rubber meets the road, and that's kind of where I'm at. And and when I look at how things have evolved for, Checkpoint as a company has evolved, but the larger competitive landscape, the threat landscape, it's a dynamic environment. Not only the bad guys aren't sleeping, and neither are competitors. Now, over the years, the names have changed because of mergers, acquisitions, or just flat out not companies not making the cut. It's very dynamic. Unlike your internet ISP, right? You're most likely you only have one choice. There's actually lots of choices, and in fact, every day Checkpoint comes up against and beats a number of different competitors, and likewise, there are times when the competitors beat us in specific sales deals. It keeps us on our toes. Obviously the bad guys keep us on our toes, and it's definitely I definitely find it an interesting place to work. I get to meet with some of the smartest people that are developing these solutions, and some absolutely visionary folks, right? I mean, they see the larger picture, and they're looking at ways to try and solve these actually really difficult problems in the space, and so I have a great deal of respect for them. They're way smarter than I am. I feel very grateful as somebody that is allowed to tell the story into propagate the formula, as it were, about the stuff that we're doing and I believe in what we're doing. I mean, I wouldn't still be working for Checkpoint after all this time if I didn't believe in the what Checkpoint was trying to achieve and in the products and everything. It's in things and I remember the early days, and I mean, I remember from where Checkpoint came, and in reality, the entire industry was it wasn't just Checkpoint had issues. I mean, everybody was trying to grow up and create these products that meet specific needs, and some people have different needs, and some people have different points of view on it, and that's why there's competition. That's why there's lots of products, and there's areas in information security, obviously, that Checkpoint doesn't cover, and it's a very comprehensive environment. As much as things consolidate, right? And there has been some consolidation of solutions over the years. There's still a lot of different players, and there's a lot of different ideas that have to work themselves out in the marketplace, and unlike your internet service provider at home, there's a lot of choices, and it's great, and I appreciate the opportunity I have working for Checkpoint and being able to tell the story, and I'm looking forward to another 20 years or so, and it's gonna be a fun ride, and I'm say, I don't know what else to say, but I guess the best is yet to come, and I guess for accidentally picking a career path, I guess information security is a happy accident, right? It wasn't what I intended to do. Granted, you could say that I'm not in the information security business. I'm in I work for a vendor, and so therefore I'm selling solutions, but rather than doing real information security. But you know, we sell products that allow real information security to take place. I guess that makes me part of it. And based on my own past history, I've had people tell me that the stuff I did on PhoneBoy.com back in the day helped them get involved in information security. So you know, I guess I've launched a few careers. Or I've helped a few careers stay on path or whatever. I'm grateful for the opportunity I've had to do all of that and that I continue to have, and I hope that I don't think the bad guys are going anywhere anytime soon, and I don't think our competitors are going anywhere anytime soon. So we'll be on our toes, and I think you'll like the stuff that Checkpoint has coming down the pipe. Of course, I can't talk about it, but I think you'll all be you'll all be pleased. There's evolutions in the product coming as always. And I look forward to being able to tell you all about it in due time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.